I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM The Fan. I am Mike McGivern. I'm flying solo this week. I do not have a Nary guest. And that is not going to stop us, though, from talking about the Nary Spring Home Improvement Show coming up May 21st, 22nd, 23rd. And I know that for sure one of our guests is going to be there. He is Peter Jensen. He is from, is it Gabor Design Build? Is that correct, Peter?
Yep. Gabor Design Build.
Director of Finance and Administration. And I know that you guys will be out at State Fair Park for the Spring Home Improvement Show on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, correct?
That is correct. We'll be in booth number 1103 and 1105.
1103 and 1105. Well, you know what? You now get a chance to meet in person because I'll be out there quite a bit for those 3 days. I get a chance to do some PA mentions and then get up on stage, introduce some people, and MC a game show and things like that. But I'll make sure I get over to 1103 and 1105 and introduce myself. Will you be out there for a bit?
I will be there all weekend.
You will?
Yep.
Well, you got me beat. You're going to be exhausted by Sunday night, but it's a good exhaustion. You know, there's going to be a lot of people, and we're excited that Spring Home Improvement Show is just one of the better shows that I think I've I go back and forth, Peter. It's kind of like I like the fall show. Like, I really like that. No, I like the spring show. No, I like the fall. It's kind of like whatever season it is. I'm a big baseball fan right now, and basketball, and then football starts. I can never make up my mind. This show for me, though, is it gives people a really nice chance to get to meet Nary members, get a feel for them. It's almost like a introduction interview type thing. Am I comfortable with them? And then let's move this forward. And I'm excited to be a part of this thing again, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd at State Fair Park. You guys have been out at these shows in the past, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. We've been doing these shows now for the past 5 or 6 years or so.
Man, that's awesome. Hey, Peter, we are also joined. Bernie is the Restore Director. And Bernie, pronounce your last name for me.
It's
Holetko. He is the Restore Director for Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge Counties. And we're going to talk throughout the entire show with not only Peter, but we'll talk to Bernie as well. And we'll get a chance to really get an idea of what Gabor Design Build is, and then talk to Bernie a lot about how these two guys partner up with Habitat for Humanity. And I did a lot of research this morning on Habitat for Humanity, and I'm really impressed with the mission statement and the vision statement and some of the principles that really drive the people at Habitat for Humanity. And we'll get into those with Bernie throughout the show. Hey, Peter, how long have you been at Gabor Design Build?
I've been with Gabor now for about 8 years.
And your background, where you grew up, where you went to school, stuff like that?
I'm from Illinois originally, so I grew up in the, we lived in a couple different places, but I grew up in the Woodstock area, home of Groundhog's Day.
You bet.
And so that's our claim to fame. And then I attended Northern Illinois University in DeKalb.
And there's a lot of Wisconsin football high school players head over to Northern Illinois. The Huskies, right?
Yep, the Huskies.
Peter, I do not remember my nieces and nephews' names. But I know just information like that, the Huskies. Why would I, that gets me nowhere in life except when somebody says, hey, I went to Northern Illinois. Hey, did you go to school thinking that you would work for a company like Gabor Design Build?
No, actually. So I went to school I got my degree in business finance and went off into the corporate world and was doing international auditing for a couple different companies. And then a job brought me to the Milwaukee area, and it ended up not working out due to some corporate restructuring. And then I had the opportunity to meet Nathan Gabor, the head honcho here at Gabor Design Build. And we hit it off, and everything just kind of moved on from there. And it's been a fun ride.
You know, I did a little research on Nathan. He's an impressive man. I'll tell you that. Yeah, he's done some really, really good work in this area. And we'll talk a little bit about him as the show goes on as well. Hey, Bernie, how long have you been with Habitat for Humanity?
7 years.
And did you grow up in this area, or where are you from?
I didn't. I grew up in northern Wisconsin and moved to Chicago after some schooling. And then I moved back my way towards northern Wisconsin again with a stop in West Bend here.
Hey, where in northern Wisconsin did you grow up?
Eagle River.
Boy, I tell you, for Eagle River to Chicago, that might as well be two sides of the universe right there, Bernie.
Yeah, it is. Yep. Two great places.
Great places, but totally different. I did a segment on my brother did a TV show called Around the Corner with John McGivern, and my wife and I had not been in Eagle River before, and we absolutely fell in love with it.
Yeah, great place.
Great place. Great place. I had no idea that the Hockey Hall of Fame was in Eagle River.
It is.
It, when we went in there, there's so many pictures about pond hockey that it really, as a sports guy, it really interested me a lot. And I love your hometown, that's for sure. Hey, Peter, let's start a little bit when we talk about Gabor and we talk about kind of the on your website, the one of the terms that you guys use a lot is the Gabor difference. And I started looking at kind of like, what makes you guys different? And there's a couple of things that I really like. And I can tell people, if you're driving, don't worry about it. I'm going to say this a number of times. If you go on their website, go to the before and after gallery. That caught me. And I couldn't get, I'm telling you, I was just going to take a little peek so I could talk a little bit about it to Peter. And I started looking at some of these. And I probably spent 45 minutes this morning on their website. You can go to Gabor Design Build, one word, Gabor Design Build, G-A-B-O-R, designbuild.com, and go to the before and after gallery and look at this farmhouse in Brookfield. That one caught me, and then the lake house gets a fresh update, and then you just start going through these and put aside a half hour. If you're interested in this kind of stuff, don't think you're just going to kind of pop in, look at a couple of these, and then get to the store, get to an appointment. Make sure you've got about a half hour, because you're going to get caught the way I did. Creating a better kitchen. This one that they took care of in Menominee Falls is pretty incredible. I can tell you that. Hey, so when we get talking about Gabor, and for you, Peter, if somebody catches you on the street or you're, you know, having lunch and you meet somebody and they say, hey, where do you work? And tell me a little bit about Gabor Design and Build. What do you tell them?
I tell them that we are a full-service design build firm. So there's a level of standard expectation that comes along with that design build company. So we have the ability to handle everything for a client from concept to completion. So what that means is we are able to take the client's information and ask them a lot of questions and figure out what their dreams are for their space or for their entire house, or even if we're going as far as building a brand new custom home. We have an architect on staff that works with our project design team to do everything related to the blueprints, the drawings, getting all the details worked out. We have interior designers on staff that will help all of our clients with making their material selections. I like to call that picking out the pretties. We have people on staff that will help everybody with that. The nice thing about our location also is that we're a one-stop shop, so we're not going to drive you around to 15 different places to pick out your tile here or pick out your cabinets here or anything like that. We have a 5,500 square foot showroom in Germantown on the corner of Mac 1 and Pilgrim Road, and we're able to make all those material selections in one location as efficient as possible.
Well, you know, and looking at the history of Gabor Design Build, you know, Nathan, it was in his family dining room when he started the operations for this, and it really has grown to, and it says it right in his bio, but it's one of the fastest growing and highly respected design build remodeling firms, certainly in Southeast Wisconsin, if not the state of Wisconsin. And if you take a look, like I made that recommendation, and I'm going to do it a number of times. Look, go to the gallery, go to before and after gallery for me, and they have bathrooms and kitchens and everything that you can look at. But I started with this, and you get a chance to see when Peter talks about the quality and what they do in the and certainly the Gabor difference, which is a high quality remodeling experience with an approach rooted in honesty, creativity, and attention to detail. You'll get that feeling when you look at that website. Hey, Peter, do you ever take for granted the kind of work that your company does?
That's a good question.
And you know, Peter, and I'll tell you the reason. And I ask companies that come on here that I go to their website and I think, oh, my goodness, they do some good work. The first time I went to Arizona, I got to my hotel and I looked at those mountains and I was just it was the most unbelievable thing I'd ever seen. I'm not kidding. I looked at these things and I thought, wow. Well, by day five, I didn't really notice them so much. You know, I started just kind of like, okay, I took them for granted. And I hope that the people at your firm and the people that work for Nathan and this company take a look at that website every once in a while and go back and look at the before and after pictures and go, man, we really do good work.
Well, that's definitely something that we do as a team. You know, when we talk about the Gabor difference, you know, really we have competitors, obviously. So we're in a competitive industry. We all use the same nails. We're all using the same screws. We're all using the same, you know, wood, lumber, all that. But really what it boils down to when you talk about the difference is our team. So it's our people that make the difference. And it's the people that make the experience for the client. So we definitely, as a team, we win as a team and we lose as a team. That's definitely something that we instill within everybody in our company, is that it's a team environment. Nobody's on an island by themselves. And that shows in our work as well, especially at the end of a project when we're able to take a look back at those befores and then take a look at those completed projects and go, yeah, we did some good work. So it's very rewarding in that sense.
And I've told this a lot on this show. My father, who's been gone a long time, but he was a bricklayer and a mason. And you know, Bernie and Peter, he would take the McGivern kids, put them in the back of the car, and we would drive in downtown Milwaukee, and he'd pull over and say, look, I built that building. And he'd pull up a little further and go, hey, I built that building. And you could just see the pride, you know, in his eyes and as he talked about it. And that has to be the same for certainly the team over at Gabor Design Build. We're going to get to a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to bring Bernie in. And Peter, the first question on the other side, I'm going to ask you the relationship and the partnership that you have with Habitat for Humanity. And then I'm going to ask Bernie, who's the Restore Director for the Washington and Dodge Counties Habitat for Humanity, talk a little bit about the mission statement that they have. And then we'll continue talking more with Peter Jensen. Again, he's the Director of Finance and Administration, Gabor Design Build. Go to GaborDesignBuild.com. Their phone number is 262-437-2100. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern, and our special guest for the entire hour today, Peter Jensen from Gabor Design Build. Go to GaborDesignBuild.com to get more information on what they do. And Bernie Hiletko, he is the Restore Director, Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge Counties. And I can tell you, Peter, that there's going to be a lot of people going to your website after this show, because it's a good website, and that before and after gallery caught me like you can't believe. The other one that caught me and that I really looked at a lot, house-sized jigsaw puzzle. And it talks a little bit about, look, there's a lot to do in this Fox Point home. And it was kind of like trying to solve a puzzle. But they did it. And take a look at those before and after pictures. And they really are incredible. Again, GaborDesignBuild.com. Hey, Peter, you guys have some partnerships and you guys do some work with Bernie and the people at Habitat for Humanity. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So I think we've been partnered up now with Habitat for Humanity. I think we're going on maybe 5 or 6 years or so, somewhere around there. You know, we're always looking for an opportunity as a company to give back to the community. And Habitat for Humanity is definitely something that we definitely share the same standards, the same qualities, and the same desires for our community that Habitat does. So our partnership with Bernie and his crew has definitely proven to be a fulfilling partnership. It gives us the opportunity, maybe something a little bit different for homeowners sometimes, because when you think about it, you know, if you're partnered up with a company that's going to be coming in to tear out your kitchen and start over, you know, we're looking at a lot of demolition where we're tearing out cabinetry and we're tearing out countertops and sinks, and sometimes there are things that are actually in decent working order and we're just trying to refresh that space. But those cabinets and those countertops and the sink and the faucet even could potentially be reused in a Habitat for Humanity type situation. So we've partnered up with Bernie and his crew, and that's an option that we give to our clients where we say, we are partnered with Habitat for Humanity. We have the opportunity to bring them in on this. Bernie has his own demolition crew, and they will come in and they'll do the removal of the countertops and the cabinets and all those sorts of things. And then the client has the opportunity to make a donation of those items to Habitat for Humanity, at which point then Bernie and his crew take over and take possession of those items, and they're able to then resell them at their restore locations to help further the Habitat for Humanity cause.
Hey, Bernie, I was on your website quite a bit this morning as well, and yeah, you guys do not run from your mission statement, your vision statement, your mission principles. And very impressive to me. I do a couple of shows here on 1250 AM The Fan, and one is called Faith in the Zone, and it airs Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. So when I look at a company and their mission statement or vision statement is the vision of Habitat for Humanity of Washington Dodge Counties is to serve as a powerful witness to Christ's love, building hope in our community one home at a time, that jumps off the page at a guy like me. And I'm just impressed with what you guys put up on your website as far as what your mission statement, vision statement, mission principles are. And I just wanted to thank you guys for that.
Yeah, we appreciate it. It's what our focus is every day for our guys from working in the restore all the way up to our builders and our volunteers that help us complete that mission.
Boy, I love the fact that people at Gabor Design and Build understand that, and I would ask Peter, I would think that when the head of the company is Nathan, you know, I would think that he has that servant leadership heart. When you said, look, we love to give back to the community, that starts at the top at a company, I would believe, and I would believe that the direction of his company, when you talk about the owner and director Nathan, that's had to be a big part of what he said, this is what I want done with this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You're exactly right. It does start at the top, and it does, and there is that trickle-down effect. So Nathan is definitely a guy that likes to serve those around him in any way that he possibly can.
Well, what a perfect relationship and partnership then with the people at Habitat for Humanity, because that's what they do. That's what they believe and being able to service people around them. Hey, Bernie, so let's talk a little bit about what Peter said when they're doing a complete kitchen remodel, and they want the cabinets out and they want the island out. Is that something that you guys then, do you talk to the homeowner, do the people at Gabor Design Build talk to the homeowner about getting you involved?
Yeah, so it starts with Peter and his staff on figuring out what the best way to do it is with a homeowner interaction or with us talking to the homeowner. And then we figure out a plan on their schedule, what day their demos are going to be, and then we work that out between us to figure out what's the best way, what doesn't upset the homeowner, and what works in their schedule.
And then if this works out, your guys then go and take the cabinets out, and then you bring them back to the restore. Is that how that works? And then the money that you make obviously goes right back into the company.
Yeah, right. That's exactly the process. And, what it does is for the homeowner and Peter is it helps keep costs down because I bring in five volunteers for 4 or 5 hours to tear out a kitchen, so there's that savings, but it's also, it's what makes this relationship work also, too. The homeowner sees it and they are like, yeah, these are the guys we want to work with. So after it comes out, our truck will come back and pick all the cabinets up and whatever else, appliances, anything, light fixtures or things like that also come with kitchen remodels. And then we take it back to our restore and then we sell it. And the profits go back into the bottom line of funding new projects for homeowners and somebody who might also be in need, which is and we use our critical home repair for those who might not need, just something quick done in their house. They might need some new railings put up. They might need a bath redone or something like that. We work together with our builders and our volunteers that are part of the building side, and then they get that taken care of.
Their website is HFH, so Habitat for Humanity, and then WASH, WASHCO, so WashingtonCounty.org. If you want to take a look at some of the things that they do, on their website, I looked a lot at Become a Homeowner and some of the things that people need to do, and there's an application there to fill it out. And one of the things that caught my eye was willingness to participate. There's 12 hours of sweat equity must be completed prior to review of your application. 250 hours of sweat equity. I have to tell you, Bernie, people made fun of me all the time on that TV show I did called Around the Corner with John McGivern, because they would say, boy, I'm glad we don't do a drinking game. You as a former basketball coach utilize sweat equity, that term, a lot. But it's a really important term. And for on your website, 250 hours of sweat equity must be completed for each adult per family before a house can be occupied. So what we're asking is, what they're asking is, look, we don't want you to just fill out an application. We want you to get involved. We want you to jump in and help us. And I think that's really important, because then they have some skin in the game, Bernie. Then they're feeling like, hey, man, I'm going to put in these 250 hours. I'm going to put these 12 hours in before they even review my application. And I'm showing them that this is really important to me and my family.
Yeah, it's a great process for them, because, like you said, it gives them some ownership and it just gives them the pride to be part of a homeowner. And then on top of that, they can say, hey, the plumbing's not working. Maybe the drain's not working. Guess what? I helped build that. I helped put that in. I know how to fix it. Or at least I know where it's going, and I can figure it out from there.
Right.
So that they have that knowledge of what's going on inside of the build.
Hey, is there, Bernie, is there a number of, and maybe it's a different every year, and who knows with what's happened around here the last year with COVID, but is there an average number of applications, and is there an average number of homes that Habitat for Humanity is able to provide?
Yeah, every affiliate is what they're called. It's based on counties. Everyone has a different build process and a timeline for that. So we're trying to build 4 homes a year right now, but we also have our critical home repair that goes in and helps families that just need small repairs, and we try to do like 60 of those a year. And the critical home repair was called Brush with Kindness before, and that was really how Habitat started on helping their neighbor fix their home.
So on their website, we build strength, stability, and self-reliance together through shelter. Excuse me. Let me do that again. We build strength, stability, and self-reliance through shelter. It is really, I think, an important piece of in a lot of different communities. And I don't know how many different branches or offices there are for Habitat for Humanity in the state of Wisconsin, but I know there's one here in the Wauwatosa area. There's the one that Bernie works for. It is the West Bend area, Washington County area, and Washington and Dodge counties is the one that Bernie works for. Is everybody's mission statement and vision statement the same throughout the country when it comes to Habitat for Humanity?
They're all pretty close, but each one is governed by a local board of directors, and there's tweaks on it, but the mission is still the same. You know, to build affordable housing and that's all part of it. Yeah,
that is part of
it. So there's 33, I think, in the state of Wisconsin affiliates, and some of them have restores, some of them don't. And they rely on corporate donors to build in those areas.
Hey, real quick before we get to the break, you're the Restore director there. What can you give me what a typical day is for you, if there is such a thing?
Your truck breaks down when they need to go do pickups. that's a big one. My staff that works with us, we're just grateful that we have, plenty of employees, and we can adjust to almost anything that goes wrong. Barring any injuries or things like that, which, luckily, thank God, we haven't had any. But small things, we're able to adjust, and that's, I'm grateful for our staff for that.
You know, the reason that companies like Habitat for Humanity can do such great work are people like Peter Jensen and Nathan Gabor, from the owner and director of this company, Gabor Design and Build. That these guys that have the servant leadership heart, and they're willing to give back to the community and willing to help out where they can, are the reasons that people get a chance to, again, do that sweat equity and get into a home. And because of companies like Gabor Design and Build, and when you do business with them, thank them. Say, hey, thanks for doing that. That's really important. Not everybody does that. And I think it's really important. When we get to, we're going to get to a break. Other side of the break, I want to talk a little bit about the process. When somebody gives Gabor Design a Build and Build a call this Monday at 262-437-2100, or go to GaborDesignBuild.com and set up an appointment, or they see them down at State Fair Park on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, they're in booths 1103 and 1105. And you talk to the people in that booth and say, hey, talk about the process a little bit. That's what we're going to do with Peter Jensen on the other side of the break. This is the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. Welcome back to the Nary Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern. Boy, this is a good show. I love talking to guys that start talking about giving back and sweat equity and servant leadership heart. And these guys, it's not difficult for them to talk about that part of their life and what their mission is. And I appreciate that. Peter Jensen, he is with Gabor Design Build, and he's the Director of Finance and Administration. And then Bernie Oletko, who's the Restore Director for Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge counties. And look, they partner up. And when you talk about why they do that, and Peter said, that's who our company is. That's kind of, what the mission and the soul of our company is. And it starts with Nathan, who's the owner and director, and I thank him. If he's listening, I thank him for that. Because I don't know if that's a learned behavior, if you're born with it. I still haven't figured that out. And I think it is a learned behavior to have that servant leadership type heart, and he certainly has that. Hey, Peter, when somebody either comes to see you guys over at State Fair Park on May 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and you're going to be in booth 1103 and 1105, or if they give you a call, go on your website, and they say, hey, can we talk a little bit about the process of working with somebody over at Gabor Design and Build? Let's just say we're looking to, remodel our kitchen, have an open concept, and then do some tweaks on the floor in our, our dining room, but everything now people can see, something around that size. What is the first step? And let's talk about the process of working with you guys.
Sure. Well, the first step, obviously, is going to be for us to get to know you. having that first interaction is going to be key in setting ourselves up for the future success of your project. So we will normally start off with taking your information, and we'll have one of our sales and design associates give you a call back to schedule a time to come on out and take a look at the space. They're going to walk through. They're going to ask a lot of questions, and hopefully we'll be able to gain a good understanding of what exactly the homeowner is trying to accomplish. From there, then, our sales and design associate's going to put together what we call a scope of work. So it's basically a 1 to 2 page document that is kind of a recap of here's what we think we heard you say in our conversation at your house as we were walking through your space. And here's what we're thinking you're trying to accomplish here. That's a conversation piece, obviously, because we want to make sure that we're getting that scope of the project correct from the beginning. So we'll be able to have that conversation, and at that point, we will then have the opportunity to give that homeowner what a ballpark figure as to kind of what we think this project is going to cost. So I like to call that kind of the gut check. So that's the opportunity for the homeowner to look at that and go, yeah, this is exactly what I'm trying to accomplish. And yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking as far as price goes. So if everything works out from there, I mentioned we have an architect on staff. So he works with our project design team. So what we would send in our project designers at that point, where they would then come in, take full detailed measurements of the space, and then start on that AutoCAD piece where they're going to be creating the space two-dimensionally and three-dimensionally, putting those drawings together. At the same time, then, the homeowner is going to be working on picking out their material selections with one of our interior designers. So they'll be coming into the showroom. We have selection spaces for all things flooring, all things cabinets, all things countertops, your door hardware, everything that you can think of that goes into a project. We're able to make those selections in one space at our showroom in Germantown.
Hey, Peter, that must be such an advantage. And we're talking to Peter Jensen. He is the Director of Finance and Administration for Gabor Design to Build. As we talk to Peter, website, one word, Gabor, G-A-B-O-R, GaborDesignBuild.com. That's such a huge advantage for you guys to have everything in one place.
Absolutely. It makes the process a lot easier. It's more efficient. We're not having to spend as much time driving people around to 15 different places. And then it also gives us the opportunity to make all those selections at one time. And we then have an ordering team that will then take all that information. And once we have a signed construction contract, our ordering team will then take over the process of ordering all those materials, at which point then those materials are delivered to our warehouse location, which is also in Germantown. Each job that we run gets a designated bay in our warehouse, where we then have all the materials delivered to, so that we're maintaining control of all the materials and things that are going into that project, so that once we are ready to start that construction piece, we have everything that we need, and we can just go from there.
You know, I my wife and I redid our cabinets, and I've told this story a number of times, but I, Peter, I still wake up in the middle of the night, you know, sweating. We had to do was go get the hardware for these cabinets, and we were going to go pick them out at a big box store and then go to dinner. And I walked in thinking, okay, we'll be in and out in 5 minutes. And I started looking at all of these choices. And look, I'm 100% Irish, so my final decision is always maybe. And I ended up in the car like in the fetal position. I just want somebody to pick three and say, okay, all three are great choices, pick one. And I go, great. There was like 4,000. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I was sweating. I was like, I can't do this.
Well, and that's, Yeah, that's one of the things as part of our process with those, with our designers that we have on staff. They're going to ask those necessary questions to gain an understanding of what's the homeowner's taste, what's the end goal here, what are we looking to accomplish, what do you want this to look like, and then they will help in making those decisions a little bit easier for everybody by potentially making, like you said, picking three and narrowing it down to three that they think will work well with the homeowner's style and desire. And then the homeowner only has to choose from three instead of 4,000.
Again, we're talking to Peter Jensen, Gabor Design Build. Hey, Peter, you're a numbers guy, and I'm always interested to know, throughout the process of this in the beginning, when you talk about budgets, do you feel like, is that an uncomfortable subject for you guys to bring up? It's certainly necessary, and I feel as though consumers, if they have $75,000 that they have budgeted for this project, they're going to probably tell you guys $65,000, right?
Maybe. It depends on the client. So we're a company that, not only do we like to give back to the community, but we like to give back to our clients as well. And what I mean by that is we pride ourselves on educating our clients. So we have some clients that come to us where they've been around the block a couple of times. This isn't their first remodel. They know what they're getting themselves into. But we also have those clients that come to us where this is the first time they're remodeling. They don't know what they're getting themselves into. So we're going to help paint that picture for them. We're going to help educate them on what it actually costs to do what they're trying to accomplish. So the budget piece, like you said, is important, and it's important to have that discussion up front. We do try to talk budget with our homeowners within the first probably 1 to 2 conversations that we have with them.
Very important.
Because that does kind of direct how a project is going to go and what we're going to be able to accomplish together.
Hey, do you think these shows that my wife watches a lot, other than Hallmark, when she watches the, Love It or List It, or the, remodel stuff where everybody wants an open concept nowadays, where they, within 30 minutes, they take down they just remodel the whole lower level and make it this beautiful thing in a 30-minute show, and it costs the homeowner $18,000 or something ridiculous. Do you think those shows are good for your industry or bad for your industry?
I like those shows because when people watch those shows, they're getting ideas. So when they come to us, it helps the interior designers, because they're able to say, hey, I saw this and I really like this, and that's what I want to do in my space. So from that regard, I think those shows are great because they help the homeowners make material selection decisions. When it comes to the reality of time frame on how quickly a project can be done and budget, they do us a little bit of a disservice. So there's some things that happen in those shows that are completely unrealistic in what the actual time frame took. We see a whole remodel in a half an hour on a TV show, when in actuality, that kitchen remodel took, 8 to 10 weeks, sometimes 12 weeks to accomplish all that. And they're, editing out all of the issues that they're running into, the asbestos that they're finding, the mold that they're finding, how much time it adds to do that abatement and that the additional costs associated with those things. So, in a sense, they do us a little bit of a disservice, but at the same time, they help us out on the design side of things.
He is Peter Jensen. He's no longer just a money guy. He's just, listen to how well-versed he is in this industry, and I congratulate, not bad for an Illinois boy. I didn't think he'd be this good. I'm just kidding, Peter.
Hey, I appreciate that.
Gabor Design, I knew the Eagle River boy would be great. I knew that, no problem. We're going to get back to Bernie, by the way, on the other side of the break, but he is Peter Jensen. Gabor Design Build, go to GaborDesignBuild.com. And again, before and after gallery. take a look at everything, take a look at their process, their mission statement, get a really good feel for Nathan and for Peter and everybody that works there. But don't leave that website till you go to the before and after gallery. Trust me, you're going to spend a little bit of time. I spent a lot of time. There's a number of them that just jumped out at me. The whole house makeover in Whitefish Bay was really big. The lake house gets a fresh update, was really good. The staircase collection also. Go to that one. That's under miscellaneous gallery. Can you tell, Peter, I spent about an hour. I couldn't get off this website. The staircase collection, you're going to want to take a look at that as well. We're going to get to a break. Other side break. We have a short segment, but we're going to talk to Bernie Letko. He's the Restore Director, Habitat for Humanity. I've got a couple of questions for him, and then we'll be on our way. This is the Nearing Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM. The Fan. Well, welcome back to the Nearing Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM. The Fan. Boy, this has been a really fun show for me. I love when new clients come onto this show and I get a chance to get to know them a little bit, get a really good feel for who their company and what their company is all about. And I hope that Peter will come back on, and the people at Gabor Design Build We'll come back on, because I've got a number of questions for them that I haven't been able to get to with Peter because I keep talking. But GaborDesignBuild.com is where you're going to want to go. Or they're in Germantown, 262-437-2100. And we're also joined by he is the Restore Director, Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge Counties. He's Bernie Letko. Hey, Bernie, can you talk a little bit about the guys that come in and work and take out the cabinets and some of the things that you guys do? Are these paid positions, volunteer positions? Can you talk a little bit about the type of guys that you guys that you get for that?
Yeah, so we have one of our paid staff that goes in there to make sure, everything is okay. And then these guys come in, and from every walk of life, we got a CEO retired from a company, we got a dentist, and then we just got, a couple other guys that have other skills, and some ladies that come that were moms through their whole career, and now the kids are out of school, and now they want to help. So they come in and they help us too. So it's just everybody from a different walk of life that comes together. They know they want to help. And this way it's kind of fun for them. So as we work with Peter in his schedule and his time frame of getting everything done for the homeowner, they give us the ability to come in and take the cabinets out and get them to our store to be resold and for the profits to come in and help other homeowners or people find their desire and to become a homeowner.
Yeah,
and Mike, he's really underselling this crew. I mean, the people that are coming in, obviously we take it seriously, the individuals who we send into our clients' homes, and we have absolutely no problem with sending these individuals, these volunteers into our clients' homes, because they're just, they go over and above when we're talking about being courteous and kind to the homeowners. And everybody that comes in just has a really great attitude as well.
Hey, and if you go to their website, and we did this in the second segment, but you know what? Read through mission statement, vision statement, and the mission principles. And look, if you're like me, you're going to be really impressed, because they're not running. They're not hiding. They're not trying to sneak in who they are and what they believe in. And it's right there on their website, the mission statement, vision statement, mission principles. And then they talk about the one paragraph that I highlighted was promote dignity and hope. And I think that that's such an important thing that they're doing by asking people, hey, we're going to be able to help you, put you in a home. We want you to work with us, work beside us, and have some skin in the game. And I think that does promote dignity, and it promotes hope. And there isn't any doubt about that. If you go to the website, and let me give it to you real quick, it's HFH, so it's Habitat for Humanity, WashCO, or WashingtonCounty.org. So HFHWASCO.org. And you can go on that website, and there's a place, if you're feeling led, after you read their mission statement and vision statement, if you're feeling led to help them financially, there's a place to donate right there. And I can tell you that if you listen to some of the stuff that I do, especially Faith in the Zone, that website is going to, you're going to feel led to help them out in the mission that they have to help people in our community, which is really important. Hey, Peter, it's coming up May 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Do you look forward to those NARI Home Improvement shows?
Absolutely. Yeah, they're a fun time for us. Getting the opportunity to, you know, get out of the office, get out of the field for a couple of days and talk to people and, like I said, help educate them on what their projects are going to entail. Yeah, it's definitely something I look forward to. And I will be there all weekend in our booth at the NARI show, so come on out and say hi.
1103 and 1105. Bernie, have you been to any of those NARI shows?
Yes, I have. They're great to go and meet people and see what all these contractors are doing and what new products are out there in the world that we just don't see every day.
Hey, if I don't meet you guys beforehand, please stop me out at State Fair Park. Again, May 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Would love to meet you in person and say thank you for coming on this show. And more than that, thank you for what you guys do and kind of the heart and soul of both your companies. Just really impressive to me. And don't get a chance to talk about that part of it a lot on this show. And I think the fact that you guys want to come on and that's what you want to talk about, I just want to say thank you for that. He is Peter Jensen, Gabor Design and Build, and Bernie Letko. He is the Restore Director for Habitat for Humanity, Washington and Dodge Counties. Hey, guys, thanks a lot and have a great weekend.
Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. This is the NARI Milwaukee Home Improvement Show on 1250 AM, The Fan.